Here is your fall recruiting plan. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 160. Hello and welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast for this, I call it a historic episode. It's number 160. It is for me. Hey, I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me. I'm a podcaster, author, and speaker, and this is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I dig in, I give you takeaways that you can use immediately, and we're going to do that today. In fact, we're going to talk about your fall recruiting plan. The summer podcast series has come to an end, and here we are digging into the fall. You may be in school already. You may be competing already, and I just want to be there with you. This is a big time of the year, so we're going to hit on that. And as promised, I'm going to unlock something. This is really cool news. I want to make sure I let you know right at the outset. You can have the Athletic Scholarship Playbook absolutely free. That's right. The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. And what's happened here is on Amazon, it is being unlocked for 3 days. The next 3 days, if you're listening on the release day, which is Tuesday of this podcast, then you've got till Thursday. If you listen on Wednesday, you got 2 days. If it's Thursday, this is the day. You got to get it. And if it's after Thursday, I'm sorry, you missed it. But I want to put this playbook in your hands. Here's how you get it. It is the Kindle version, which means you get it immediately. You start reading it. You start using it. So go get it right now. You say, John, I don't have a Kindle. That's okay. You can get the Kindle app for your smartphone or your tablet. And then you can read the book right away. I want you to have this because as we start the fall, got to give you something solid. And today's episode goes right along with that. So go to Amazon. All you got to do is look up the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, and it'll pop up there. There's a print version. There's a Kindle version. Get the Kindle version. You'll see it's free. It's free for 3 days. So please go get that. If you still want the print book, then you can grab that one too. Maybe you have it already, but I really like the ebooks. I can take it wherever I go, and it's really convenient. So I'm excited about that. Make sure you go and get that. I'll also have a link in my show notes, which should take you right to the page to get it and download it. As I said, if you don't have the Kindle app, Kindle Reader, you can just download it for your tablet or your smartphone. Go ahead and do that. And that download is free. Okay, so that's where we're starting with this episode. And what I want to go through with you is your fall recruiting plan. I want to lay it out for you. And I'm taking this right out of the playbook. I'm not going to read the playbook to you. What I will do is pull out, I think, 5 or 6 key points, anchors that you'll need for this coming year. When I did this and I was writing up my notes and marking pages in my book, I had a little bit of difficulty because last week I did the wrong thing. I burned my thumb and forefinger on the grill, and it's still in pain, and especially my thumb. So when I pick something up, I can't feel it, and I drop it, and I'm left-handed, and this happened on my left hand. So when I take notes, every time I write, it's painful. But I think I got it together to be able to share with you these most important points as you get your fall recruiting season going. And let's start right at the starting line. That's where I coach you to start, right there. And the starting line is identifying your top schools. You've got to do this. You may have heard this material before, but you're going to get it in about 10 minutes or less encapsulated. Shorter, the better. You're going to hear these things rapid fire. Keep them in mind. And you can, if you're in the middle of recruiting right now, you can see whether you are getting these things done. Maybe you skipped a step and you need to go back. And this is a good wake-up call and a checkup for you. But you got to identify your top schools. And this involves a discussion between parent and athlete. Get away together in a non-pressure situation, a neutral location. Go out and talk for an hour. Parent, get the desires of your son or daughter. Hear it from them directly. Do they want to go in-state? Or do they want to get as far away as they can from you? I went out of state a couple thousand miles. I just didn't want to go in state. I don't know why, but I didn't. Had nothing to do with my parents. Do you want a large school or a small school? What part of the country? How tough academically do you want the school to be? Athlete? Parent, how tough do you want that school to be? How about area of interest in studying? Does the school have that major? Any schools on your list? What conference do you want to compete in? What level? Division 1, 2, or 3? NAIA? Have these discussions. Are there some favorites that you just need to put on your list? You got to give it a shot. We had that with our kids. There were some favorites. They didn't end up going to their favorites. It was a school that was totally off their list, and the school approached them. But getting this list got things rolling. So identify the top schools, and I recommend coming away with 40 to 50 schools on your list. So that's the first thing. Then we go on to, this is in chapter 3 that you read in the playbook. And hey, maybe you already got it. Maybe you heard me say, go get it now. And you did for free. And you stopped this podcast, and you might be reading along with me. I'm in chapter 3, making a great first impression on coaches. First impression. And what that is that the email that you're sending to coaches really needs to sizzle. It needs to be true, but it needs to be to the point. It needs to contain the right information. It needs to be something the coach will look at and say, hey, I'm interested in this kid. So it's that first impression. They're going to read your email first when you contact them, or letter if you send that. They're going to read that first. That first impression is so key. So what I do is work through what a quality email looks like and help you draft that. I have that in the playbook. A couple things that I recommend, and I strongly insist, one, that you make it your letter, athlete. This is not a letter that comes from your parents. They can help you write it. I did that with our boys. I helped them write their letter, but the final words were theirs. They did the editing. We worked on it together. It was about 5 paragraphs long. That's all it needs to be, which leads me on a second point about this email. It needs to be brief. With a letter, when we were doing it in our days, I said 1-page letter. Well, now with an email, there's no such thing as a 1-page email. You could go on forever. One of the things you might want to do is build this intro email on a letter, on one sheet, on one page, at 11 or 12 point font. That way you'll know whether it does get too long or, you know, just it goes on and on. Then copy and paste that into an email so you have your template that you're working from. Keep it brief. You're not supposed to share your life story in this and tell about all your great athletic achievements. That'll come later. This is the first impression. It is the handshake. I go through a number of things in the playbook, helping you work through every paragraph and what that should be like. I've got a chart here that takes you through that, you can see that in the playbook. I'm promoting the playbook? Yes, because, hey, it's free. It's free for 3 days, and I want you to have it. This is one of the things I'm doing to kick off the fall to help you get a jump start. There's several other things in that chapter you can look through. Now, the next step, after you get that that email done and you have a template that you're using for coaches, is you want to build a 1-page profile or resume. This is one sheet. And you make it as a one sheet and save it as a PDF and send it as an attachment with the email to the coaches. This is part of that first impression. And there are a number of things you have in here. Of course, your name, contact information, your sport, your position. You have information about you and your family, contact information for your high school coaches, other stats about yourself. I go through that in detail in the playbook on page 58. I'm not exactly sure in Kindle where that is, but we're in the chapter of building your 1-page profile or resume. So look that up. And the key point that I would make on this, on the profile or resume, is this. Make sure you have a great short headline that jumps off the page. And that headline should communicate something unique and impressive about you. A headline that is big, bold, there it is. Coach sees the headline, and then he or she follows through and reads your entire profile. All right? For our kids, for one of our sons, it was, here was the headline. It was 87 mile per hour fastball and 3.6 GPA. And that's, it was short and sweet and impactful, and it did get results. The next thing you need to do, as I lay out in the next step in the playbook, is to build your questionnaire. And what is a questionnaire? It's that thing that you see online all the time at any college sport website. Now, they want you to fill out an online questionnaire, and it's very detailed. Well, I don't want to go into specifics on why I don't have you do that right away, but you do have to build the questionnaire. They're going to be asking you for more detailed information that's on your profile. That's why they have the online form set up. However, I do not recommend that you fill the online form out right away. It's all part of making a great impression on coaches and standing out and being different. So I work with you in the playbook on building your own questionnaire and sending that out to coaches when they ask for more information. You've got your intro email, you've got your player profile or resume, and third, you've got your questionnaire. Those are the three main things that you'll have as part of the tools and resources that you will send to coaches. Want to go a little bit further than that. You got those steps and you send those out. What happens next? Whether this is a 1 year, a 3 year, a 4 year process, you're going to have ongoing communication. You need to keep the coach's interest. That's what I talk about in chapter 9. You got to keep the coach's interest. Just because you sent something out and they express interest in you, that can die in a hurry unless you keep the ball in play. You need to send updates on a regular basis after every season, after maybe test scores, a season coming up. You may want to put a schedule in there. Send a one-page update to the coaches, every coach on your list that you have been communicating with. That shows them you're still interested. You may already have phone conversations going with them too. Taking an initiative like this, that reaps huge dividends. Send those one-page updates throughout this recruiting period. And as I said, it may be 2 or 3 years long. There are other tips and how-tos in the playbook, but let me bring you to one that's extremely important. The one you're looking for is, what about the school? What about my choice? And I have an entire chapter on how to make your school choice wisely. You want the place that you go, and parents, that your son or daughter goes, you want that to be the school with the best fit. Not necessarily the one that offers the most money. So I have a whole plan in there and how to make that choice. When you have several that you're looking at and you're not quite sure how to rate one against the other, I've even got a report card in the playbook that you can use to develop a scoring system for these schools as you work through it. And so those are the main points. As you kick off the fall, remember those things. Maybe go back and listen to this episode. Remember those things. Those are the key steps, the key elements as you make this fall count in the recruiting process. There are other things in the playbook that you can find, when and how to use video, tracking your communications. That's big. You got to be organized, and I've got a system in there to help you out with that. How about camps and showcases? I go through that in one of the chapters. Registering with the eligibility centers. And then a huge one is parent-athlete teamwork. You're not doing this alone, and you got to do it together. I have a chapter on homeschool students, academics. I have advice from other Recruit Me families. All these things are in the playbook. This is what I want to get out to you, and I'm pushing it hard this episode because I'm not asking you for any money. I want you to go get it free. Do it By Thursday, though, Thursday is the last day that it's free in the Kindle version on Amazon. I got a link in my show notes. And basically, that's it for this episode. It's our fall kickoff. When you read this book, if you have any questions, fire them my way. I'd love to hear your comments. Leave a review on the book. I want to hear how this is working for you. And if there are any gaps in there that I need to provide updates for. So go get it. The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's on Amazon. It's free for 3 days in a Kindle format. Well, take care. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. God bless you. Have a great and productive week ahead.